This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on the occasion of Minorities' Rights Day. The participants are Ram Singh, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Minority Affairs, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor.
Today is Minorities' Rights Day. It is celebrated every year on the 18th of December. The Ministry of Minority Affairs was established on 29th January 2006 and carved out from the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment to focus on issues concerning the minorities. The ministry's mandate includes policy formulation, coordination, evaluation, and oversight of development programs for these communities. Initially, there were only five communities: Muslims, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Parsis. Later, in 2014, Jains were also included in the minority list. There are various schemes which the government has taken out for the betterment of minorities. There is the PMJYK, there is the pre- and post-matric scholarship, DBT, and so on. For more on this, we are joined by Shri Ram Singh, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Minorities. Welcome to Akashwani.
Thank you very much.
Singh Sahib, let me begin by asking you the significance of the Ministry of Minority. Certainly, the idea would have been, or the main purpose would have been, to uplift those at the bottom of the pyramid. Has it achieved in uplifting those who are at the bottom of the pyramid? How far?
So basically, a Ministry of Minority Affairs, it was carved out of Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and created in 2006. It was focused towards notified minority community, so mainly Muslim, Sikh, Christian, Buddhist, Parsis, and Jains. Six minority communities are there. So basic mandate of the ministry is to formulate overall policy planning, coordination, evaluation, review of, first of all, the regulatory framework, and also regarding the development programs for the benefit of minority communities. So this is the basic purpose of this ministry. We have various programs under the Ministry of Minority Communities, like education empowerment, economic empowerment, infrastructure development, which is a major component of it, which I am looking after. And then there is special needs like leadership and entrepreneurship component, like Geo-Parsi, which has been included in the last few years, then Hajj, and relating to the Waqf Board and Waqf Sampatti Vikas Yojana, and other research studies, etc., are there relating to the development of minorities communities.
India has had this philosophy of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. We've always said that let's all move together. The world is one big village, one global village. And when it comes to our country, this government has also believed in Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Minister of State Minority Affairs, Mr. George Kurian, said on this occasion,
India is the safest country for minorities in the world. That I pointed out that our neighbors take one by one, that Pakistan, China, that Myanmar, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. How is the minority rights you have seen? And in Europe, each and every month, there is communal rights because they don't accept it. That is why we are telling that in India, such a problem is not there. That is why the safest country for the minorities.
Coming to the minority community, there are sometimes very specific issues related to minorities. When we talk about Muslims, they may have the skills, but somewhere probably education and health may need more attention. Similarly, in the case of Parsis, we've had the Tatas, the Godrej family, Field Marshal Sam Manik Shaw, Homi Baba as a scientist, Zubin Mehta as a musician, all these people who've made a name for themselves and contributed to the country's name and fame. But the Parsis are shrinking as a population. So do you think, or have you outlined which community needs attention in which area?
Definitely, I would like to highlight that since inception, the focus of the Ministry of Minority Affairs was the upliftment of downtrodden amongst the minorities, and to ensure that they get their due, to ensure that they join the mainstream.
Right.
In 2008-09, Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram, which is called now, it was earlier called Minority Sector Development Project. So this program was launched in 2008-09. And it was basically launched in minority concentrated blocks and minority concentrated districts in the earlier phases. And how the minority concentrated blocks and districts were identified is through a baseline survey whereby minorities in those areas, those blocks, should be at least 25%. And apart from population, there were other socioeconomic indicators like women work participation rate and literacy, women literacy rates. All these indicators used to be there. And based on that, those blocks were identified and various developmental schemes which were formulated at the block level with the BDO and then local representative block development committees. And then it goes to the district level committees there where MPs are there, MLAs are there, district panchayat members are there. So these members will scrutinize those and then add on to the various schemes. And then they will send it to the state level committee under chief secretary again, various public representatives are there. Some NGOs are also there in that meeting. And then once the state level committee, where line departments are also there, so they approve the scheme and it comes to us, Ministry of Minority Affairs, whereby we screen those applications and put it through the empowerment committee under secretary. And then this is how the architecture of the scheme is carried out. This scheme is worth around 24,000 odd crore and with the central share of 18,000 crore. And this is going on for the last 16-17 odd years. And the scheme has been availed by 31 states and union territories. So it is a central sector scheme, a centrally sponsored scheme, I would like to say. And whereby this centrally sponsored scheme has like 60-40 ratio for the central and the state. And for the, of course, the other scheme goes, the 90-10 for the hilly and the northeast areas and for the UTs without a legislature, it is again 100%. So this scheme is basically for creating education, health, skill development, sports infrastructure creation. Apart from that, women-related projects are there, which are given focused attention. And in the earlier phases, there used to be skill development also under the scheme, computer literacy, etc. Of course, which was later carved out separately. It is called PM Vikas now. And there have been multiple changes in the PM Vikas scheme also. And so I would like to focus on PMJVK because I am looking after it. And so far, we have successfully created the physical infrastructure. If we talk about around 5,93,604 units, physical infrastructure has been created. Includes from Anganwadi centers till the big hospitals and, you know, the schools, the residential schools, etc. And in the northeast area and in the far-flung area where minorities are there, we have created a sports stadium for the benefit of the community, for the youth over there. And then there we have created women empowerment centers, multi-facility centers, etc. There has been the range of infrastructure from the minute units like the small houses till the bigger hospitals. So this is the range of infrastructure which has been created. And we have carried out impact studies also. IIT Delhi created impact study. Not only that, Niti Aayog also created an impact study whereby it was found that this scheme has been impacting the minorities communities positively, and they recommended for further continuation of the scheme to ensure that this development and welfare of minority communities goes on. I would like to highlight that during the current financial years, we are spending nearly 910 crores for this scheme. And for the next two financial years, again, the allocation will be increased, which we hopefully will ensure that, because a lot of states, they are coming out with innovative schemes. We have included, apart from the states and union territories, now we have included the central government organizations into it, like the Kendriya Vidyalaya, JNV, and some of the top educational institutions like NIT Jalandhar and Aligarh Muslim University, Kerala Universities, which are doing very good work. And to ensure that not only the benefits are accrued to the grassroots area, but also like education empowerment till there from the JNV KVs till university level for all these students who are studying in the minority area. So we are creating artificial intelligence in NIT Jalandhar, and more such innovative schemes are coming up. So we always say that we are moving from Anganwadi till artificial intelligence as far as the welfare of minority communities are concerned. We have talked about the contribution of Parsi community. Of course, there has been huge contribution of Parsi communities in the development and progress of the country. And as you know, that the Parsi communities, the population has been shrinking. So for them, the Jio Parsi scheme is there, which is again innovative scheme to ensure that the population growth is ensured for them. So we are creating various workshops, and it is also incentive schemes for the the Parsis so that the population doesn't decline further. We are creating impact study also again regarding these schemes also. There is a plethora of schemes for all the communities. Mm-hmm. One of the very encouraging scheme which I will talk about is through National Minorities Finance Development Corporation, which is autonomous body under our ministry, NMDFC it is called. And it is creating umbrella schemes for the entrepreneurship, for the education loan, microfinance, term loans. And it gives a credit at a very, very affordable interest rates. There is a credit line one for the benefit of the families who have income below 3 lakhs. And then there is a credit line two for the families with the annual family income up to 8 lakhs. So if you see the term loan scheme, I would like to highlight that the term loan scheme is for financially and economically credit to financially and economically viable income generation ventures. For the loan up to 20 lakhs for credit line 1 and up to 30 lakhs for credit line 2. So it is at the interest rates of 6% and 8% per annum. It's a very soft loan, and further concession of 2% extra is extended to women beneficiaries under credit line 2. Mm-hmm. So this is a term loan scheme. And then there is an education loan scheme. This we are again highlighting. Under this scheme, loan is available for technical and professional courses for the duration not exceeding 5 years. And for mm-hmm. the minority communities, students, loan up to 20 lakhs for domestic courses and 30 lakhs for abroad under credit line and one line two. And if you see the interest rate, it is like 3% per annum.
It's very nominal. Interest rate very nominal.
Per annum. And this is for the credit line one and for 8% for credit line two. And who is taking admission in technical and professional courses? And they can apply for education loan in NMDFC. NMDFC has various banks, refinancing banks, lending banks uh-huh. in the various states. And they can approach those and they can take a loan up to 20 lakhs. It's very soft loan. And then there's a moratorium period for this loan also. They get 6 months to 1 year. This is an education loan. And then there's a microfinance loan for SHGs. Again, at very, very affordable rates of 7%. Mm-hmm. Concession for further concession for 2%. And then there's a Virasat scheme for again for working capital and fixed capital for artisan, for male artisan at 6%. And simple interest is charged again, concession further 1% is charged. Mm-hmm. So this is loan up to 10 lakhs can be availed. So if you see, these are the empowerment schemes specifically tailored for the minorities, and we have seen that this loan has been availed by lot and lot of entrepreneurs, and ministry used to create Hunar Haats, and further it has been decided that we will have financial literacy campaign and melas in all the states and union territories mm-hmm. regarding this scheme. So on this International Minority Day, I would like to first of all congratulate and wish all the minorities, and would like to say that this government is looking after the welfare of the minorities in every aspect, and they are very well part of Viksit Bharat, and this government is all about Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas. And further, we hope that we will have not only these schemes, further multiple schemes will be formulated and implemented for the minority community.
Right, Mr. Ram. Good to know that a lot of spade work goes behind the doors just to ensure that the beneficiaries are identified properly. And there's also a system of evaluation to understand the outcomes of various schemes, which, as you said, move from grassroots to higher up to the universities and even at the employment level, self-employment through self-help groups, etc. Thank you very much, Mr. Ram Singh, for updating us on the various schemes and the entire plethora of efforts which are being done by the government to get the minorities into the mainstream. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on the occasion of Minorities Rights Day. The participants were Ram Singh, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Minority Affairs, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.